Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Australia plans to set up its own mRNA vaccine manufacturing facility to help the country prepare for future pandemics. It would be built in Victoria as part of an in-principle agreement between the federal and Victorian governments and Moderna. It's expected to produce as many as 100 million vaccines each year from 2024. The opposition has called on the federal government to accelerate the plan. Labor's industry spokesman Ed Husic says 2024 is too late to start manufacturing vaccines.
Imagine how better lives would be if the Morrison government, instead of being addicted to showmanship and fancy announcements, actually did what they said they would do in October 2020, which is start manufacture here.
Victoria has recorded 1,189 new COVID-19 infections and a further 6 deaths. Hospitalisations with COVID-19 have reached the highest level in almost a month. New South Wales has recorded 804 new cases and another death. The daily case figure is an increase on the 536 reported on Monday and has quadrupled from the 179 cases reported just 2 weeks ago. Australia's National Science Agency, the CSIRO, and the New South Wales Rural Fire Service have released a new model for predicting the speed and behaviour of eucalypt forest fires. Eucalypts make up more than 70% of Australia's forests, and some of the country's most extreme fire events spread rapidly through this type of tree. Bushfire behaviour researcher Dr. Andrew Sullivan told SBS News the model will help firefighters determine which fires are the biggest threats and issue immediate bushfire warning messages.
So when we do have those extreme fire weather conditions, the model can predict quite well the behaviour and spread of fires burning under those conditions.
Paris 2024 Olympic organisers are expecting at least 600,000 people to attend the opening ceremony on the River Seine. Athletes and delegations will sail along the famous river for the opening ceremony, an event which traditionally takes place inside the main stadium of the host city. Event organisers hope the experience will be unique in Olympic history and free for hundreds of thousands to watch on the riverside. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News in Easy English.